Turn, if you would, in your Bibles tonight to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I'll read the verse, and then what I think I'd like to do tonight, instead of going through the ministry involvement stuff at the end, I want to do it at the beginning. So if you guys will be ready, we'll go through this. And then at the end of the service, we're going to pass out the booklet. So we don't want to pass it out now because you'd be going through it. So, but I think we'll change there a little bit what we're doing. So Ephesians chapter 4, and let's look at verse 11. It says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers." Why? "For the completing or the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ." And God has given ministers in this church to build up the body. By the way, ministers are not just myself and Brother Wiggins. Every member is a minister. Amen. The preacher to preach is simply to proclaim. All of us ought to be telling others of Jesus and proclaiming the truth. Every member ought to be a minister. Everybody ought to be involved. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, bless this time. Bless the challenge to follow as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. I do want to share one more thing about yesterday before we move forward. And I'm not familiar with Kiss FM, all right? I don't listen to that stuff. But I do know the Kid Craddock show. I know Kid Craddock passed away here a few years ago. That show has continued on. I know it's a pretty famous morning show. They actually were here yesterday. And there was an 8-year-old boy here in Haslett. He got run over by a truck and lost the bottom of one of his legs and had some other injuries. And so the Kid Craddock Show, through Facebook and other things, had seen this little boy and saw his progress. And it's amazing how much he's progressed in the last 7-8 months. And they gave him a trip to Disney World, his family. And so yesterday, the producer and Kelly, I believe her name, is the actual lady, one of the ladies on the show, and then another, somebody else with the production team was out here. And so at 2:30 yesterday, they presented that to them. We surprised them yesterday. So it was really, really neat. And so the original intent was to have Kelly, the lady on the show, fly in on the helicopter. And because of the rain, they couldn't do that. Really wanted to make it a big, big, big entrance. And it still was a big, big deal to this family. And so I don't know if it's going to be on their website or whatever, but our church will be there. And so anyway, just a side note, pretty neat thing. So. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the ministries, and I think next ministry involvement night, we're going to have ministry involvement Sunday morning. I think anybody who's watching football tonight, I hope the Lord comes back tonight. I just wish he'd come back right now. That's bad, isn't it? Yeah. I wish he'd come back right now. Some church member in front of the TV watching people throwing around a pigskin. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I need to move on, I know. I'm not bitter. It's all good. But I care about football at this point in my life about that much. I think I watched 4 games last year, professional anyway. And so they might get 1 out of me this year at Thanksgiving, maybe. That's how much what I think of the bunch of crybabies, spoilt brats that are in there. There's a few exceptions. I need to move on, don't I? Miss Linda, can I have some counseling? I need to move on. I need to move on. Yeah, if we'd stop watching them, they'd lose their salaries, you know. Yeah, yeah. All right, I need to move on. Miss Linda? All right. Miss Linda's our care counselor. She can help me. All right, you guys ready? Let's look through ministries here, the program, and you guys can watch on the screen. So we kind of divided it up. Just talk about, first off, just ministries that don't necessarily have a specific need right now. And, of course, the choir. But anyone's welcome to be a part of the choir. I had one of our new church members ask the other day, is there tryouts? No tryouts. Just show up. I will tell you that, and we haven't announced this, so this will be the first announcement publicly, that we are going to change our Sunday morning service time to 11 o'clock. That probably will happen the first Sunday in October. The 10:50 hour, number one, the 10:50 hour has always been awkward. trying to tell somebody, what time is church Sunday morning? 10:50. 11 sounds so much better, so much easier to remember. In fact, the fire department must have asked me 12 times, what time's church start? Every time they said, it starts at 11, right? No, 10:50. So, and then secondly, we're going to do away with the Sunday morning choir practice before Sunday school, and we're going to have a short little practice between the services. Third, I'm just giving you some reasons why. Third is to give opportunity for the buildings next door. There needs to be a little more time transpire. And so I know that's a big shock. You say the pastor would never change anything. Look, I saw lots of advice on this. We've talked to the finance team. We've talked with other members who are not on the finance team. I got no negative. Hopefully we won't. Yep, John's done. He's gone. He's been here 17 years, but he's done now. Done changed the service time. In the church we were before, it was the same time, and 21 years of going. Anyway, pastor's done lost his mind. So we want to make that change, and we'll let you know. By the way, it won't matter to you guys. It just means you'll be here 10 minutes early for service. It's all good. Sunday school hour stays the same. Sunday school hour stays the same. It gives us gives a little more break between them. A little. It does mean you wouldn't have to be in such a great hurry, but we want to be careful. So we'll talk about all of it as it proceeds forward. And so the choir, of course, you can jump in and be a part of that. Care counseling ministry. This is Miss Linda's ministry here in our church, and she's such a blessing, and it's great to have her. In fact, I just had a discussion with another lady here yesterday that I haven't even talked to you about, and it's great to be able to send people her way to counsel. She does have a degree in psychiatry. She is a certified counselor through blah blah blah. No, she has a master's from DBU, yeah, Dallas Baptist University, and so she is a. No, I won't. Okay, we're good. Can I talk about December or not? You on track? No, we're praying hard though. Yeah, Miss Linda's going to be at some point. She's going to jump all in. All right, here we go. Heritage Baptist Bible Institute, Brother Zellner. Remember that on Thursday nights. Anybody's welcome at that. Heritage Christian Academy. Again, we're not saying we don't need help in these areas. Heritage Christian Academy can use your help anytime you want. You got extra time? There's always it. Sunday school. And there's always opportunities there, and we'll be looking forward to next year of making some changes in the Sunday school. Opportunities, bereavement. Anytime we have someone pass away, there's always need for help and helping with food and so forth. And primarily, the classes are now in charge of that. If your class is a part of, you know, anyway, but the whole church would get involved. And so, if you ladies, you would sign up for that in your booklet to be a part of that bereavement committee to help with. And it could be a guy if a man wants to help cook and do those things. A bookstore. Don't forget, we do have a bookstore. It's on the other end of the building. It's open 30 minutes prior, 30 minutes after. Miss Carla, raise your hand. Miss Carla runs that. So if you're new to the church, we do look, hopefully, at next year of changing that location of that bookstore, and we'll let you know more about that. We're going to put it in a more obvious place. Discipleship, we do have Discipleship 101 on Wednesday nights. If that's something you're interested in doing, discipling someone 101 on Wednesday nights for couples or for singles, let us know. Brother Cox is in charge of that. Local outreach, of course, Tuesday mornings, Tuesday evenings, and Saturdays. Always a great opportunity to come out this week, sowing and kickoff. Come out and help us. Nursery, if you're 16 or above and a lady, we'd love to have you come and help in the nursery. I encourage all of you ladies to help in that area. Nursing home, we have a nursing home. We need anyone willing to lead Bible studies or church services, instrumental song services. Anyone willing to do those things. Opportunities, puppets. We need puppeteers willing to help out on a weekly rotation. Safety team. Now, the safety team and security team are going to be making a transition here in the next few weeks. And so we actually do now, as of probably Monday, Brother Schuler is now a certified, it's called a PPO, which is a security guard. And so he will be working through a particular company that we have contracted with. And he will be here, and he will be security and carrying a gun. He'll be legally capable of arresting someone. All these things, it's called a level 4 PPO. And so he's kind of the beginning of what where we were headed. We talked about this beginning of the year and the end of last year, that we will have armed security here at the church. He will not be in a uniform, so he won't stick out of the crowd, but he will do that. Brother McKinney, of course, still a part of that. We're working through, again, a transition as we have a security team. Under that will be a safety team. Under that will be a medical team. Brother Wiggins will lead the medical team. I know Miss James has been heavily involved in that. We now have the AEDs, and they're in, and we're going to be putting them up. We have other things that we're going to be putting in place. So if you are a registered nurse, an EMT, whatever, involved in the medical field, you'd like to be a part of the medical team, you need to let Brother Wiggins know. He'd love to have you be a part of that, so that you kind of, it'd be great for us to know who everybody is, who has medical, all right? Ushers and greeters, tech team, we need capable people who are willing to learn the soundboard and uplink side. If you would like to get involved in that, see Brother Latta to help in those, and I've seen Brother Reed Spivey getting involved here lately. That's awesome. Not like you have a degree or anything. Yeah? No, he does. He does. And so appreciate seeing new faces back there. And so just encourage you to jump in. See Brother Latta if you would like to be involved in those things. Ushers and greeters. Again, the ushers and greeters will also go through a small transition as the year moves on. And they'll also be a part of the whole premise of the security and safety team. All those guys will eventually all work together. Yard and building maintenance. Oh, man. Brother Tim, how many years did you help with the yard with Tim Abrams? A couple of years, maybe three? A long time. Each location. Brother Tim helped out for many years with the yard. That's right. I remember that. Brother Bob Armstrong helped with the yard. Brother Summers helped with the yard. I'm telling you. Brother Wagner's helped some with the yard. There's been others who've come up to help with the yard. Just anything like that, you guys, I know. I'm going to leave somebody out and embarrass somebody. Brother Roy's been up here helping some. Brother Bubba, Brother Day. There's been others, people. I'm telling you, there's plenty to do around here. If you have a day or 6 hours you'd like to invest in doing some manual labor, it's always good to sweat a little bit, you know. You say, man, I'd like to sweat. Come up to the church. It's cooling off. Swing a weed eater, help us out. See Brother Chad if you'd like to do those, help in that area. Youth ministry, always can use some volunteers to help with the teen hangouts and so forth. All right, so specific needs. Children's church, one lady to be designated substitute for a kindergarten class whenever our teachers aren't able to be there. Monthly, this person will be on a rotation working each first Sunday. So there's an opportunity there, a need right away. Local outreach. We've always pushing local outreach, helping with a visitation and soul winning, being a part of that ministry. And master clubs. We need a few substitute workers who are willing to serve on an as-needed basis. So you can go to Brother Chad and say, hey, I'm there. And you can actually sign up in your booklet and turn those in, or sign up at the tables. Say, hey, I'm willing to do this. And so help us out on that. Shut-in visitation. Is Miss Smith here? All right, Miss Smith has been so faithful in our shut-in visitation on Tuesday mornings at 9 o'clock. And since she's not here, I'll brag on her to the nth degree. Very faithful, I don't know how many years now, of making those Tuesday morning visitations, always here, has been such a blessing to so many. And so she's going to be having shoulder surgery here in 2 weeks. And so she's going to be out of commission for up to 5 months. And so just want to encourage you. Here's an opportunity. We do need help making sure our shut-in. So it's Tuesday morning. It's not door knocking. It's not Tuesday mornings. It's shut-ins, hospital visits, and those type of visits. So going to the rest homes and just being an encouragement to people and letting them know that Harris Baptist Church is here and that we care and just do those things. So if that's a good time for you, it would help, and you could sure be a blessing to a lot of people. So. All right, the Welcome Center. We need some kind, friendly people. Do I get to choose who those are? And caring adults are always welcome to assist in the ministry. We need 3 new workers. And you do rotate in that ministry. And Miss Danya is in charge of that one. So sign up. Help us with the Welcome Center. Youth ministry, Why does he put that one in there? Always, always, always. Youth ministry, 52 Club. So here, I don't know, it's been a few months ago, we had a Sunday where only $11 came into the 52 Club. $11. And so what we've encouraged to do over the years, and we really have pushed this, is for each adult to give a dollar every Sunday. Of course, some people get paid once a month, some people get paid every other week. And so I want to encourage you again, and we'll really push this back in January again. If you're not giving a dollar, I mean, my wife and I give a dollar a piece. We've been doing that forever. And so I encourage you, some of our new folks, if you can, just on your envelope, you just put $2, if it's you and your wife or individual. And so it really does make a big difference. If all of us are doing it, then it has a huge impact. How many did you have at visitation yesterday, Brother Latta? In the rain. Had 21 teenagers out yesterday in the rain. Man, that's awesome. In the rain. That's awesome. It is. I mean, that is awesome. And so what we try to do is we try to feed them Taco Bell for lunch. And that's been kind of on the cusp here lately of not having the resources to do that. And we do have a few donors who give much more than the dollar. There's a few that really have made that part of their ministry and give substantially to that. But sometimes it's still a little close. And so encourage you. Some of you don't even know this fund exists. And so I know we have several new families here tonight. So a dollar a week. And just make that practice, and I promise you, it's a great investment. Idle Minds, the devil's workshop, right? Keep them busy. Keep them. Just pick them. Jar, are you okay? All right, Jar. By the way, Jar, look at him. Stand up, Jar. Yeah. Don't clap for him. So what do you normally, don't encourage him. So what did they normally get? How much money on Saturday? $3.50 is what they get at Taco Bell. Jeremiah, can you eat for $3.50 at Taco Bell? You can? That is awesome. He's still just a tiny, tiny boy. He's still hungry after that, I'm sure. Now, what they like is usually at Fall Festival on that Saturday, usually I take them out, and I'll let them spend $5. So you are looking forward to that, aren't you? Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So if you're not involved in that, I encourage you to do that. And maybe, you know, the Lord lays upon your heart, certainly you can do more than a dollar. But again, if everyone did that, it would make a huge, huge difference. All right, volunteers in general, just helping. There's places, always places to help and volunteer. I tell people all the time, just jump in. Anybody can jump in to the children's church. Most anybody can help in and jump into to master clubs. There's always some areas that need help. And so we are looking this next year of starting some, or even maybe this year, starting a couple of new Sunday school classes. And so we're looking forward to getting some more people involved in that. And so just keep those in mind. Every member ought to be a minister. Every member ought to be involved. So two things that I've disclosed tonight that we haven't done publicly yet. One is the change of services. So keep that in mind as we work towards that, probably the first Sunday in October. And not probably, that's what we're going to do. First Sunday in October, we will change to 11 o'clock. Now, the only negative behind that is you're going to have to get used to not looking at your clock at 12 o'clock. Because we're going to go to 12:10. All right? Everybody, John's done. He's still going. I can't beat the Methodist to lunch. I'm done. So that'll be the big change for everybody, getting used to not zipping up their Bible. I promise you I'm in a good mood. I promise you. This is the core group. You guys are so faithful and appreciate it. But can I encourage you in something? Don't make a lot of noise right before the invitation. I when I sit down there during the revival meeting, I can hear it behind me. I'm like, oh man, that's the worst time. And I think sometimes I don't remind you enough. It's so important that time that people aren't distracted. And so, can I just encourage you? If you do have a Bible cover, don't zip it up, you know, right before the invitation starts. You know, wait and try very hard. It is hard sometimes. I mean, we're ready. We got plans and all those things. I understand. I think around here we've done decent over the years of being good stewards of our time in the pulpit. Now, when we have special speakers, that's all out the window. But let's be careful about that, right? All right. I promise you I'm in a good mood. I am. I'm so excited about this morning. It'll be 2 o'clock in the morning before I sleep tonight. This morning was very much a high peak for me. All right. So, remembering again, every member should be a minister. Every member ought to be involved somewhere. And we do have some new families here tonight. I encourage you just to jump in somewhere. As we look back again at Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 11, again, God gave some apostles and prophets. And we're not going to turn there tonight for lack of time. I don't want to keep you too long, but again, we think about Corinthians chapter 12. We think of 1 Corinthians 12. We think about Romans chapter 12, where the Bible speaks about God and giving us gifts. When you accepted Christ as Savior, you were given gifts from God. And so those gifts ought to be used. And I differ from one of our speakers here lately. And we can differ. Pastors can differ from time to time. He said that gifts were not talents. I differ from that. I think God can take your talents, and that is a part of your gift. And I'm talking about your spiritual gift. It is a part of your spiritual gift. God can take your talents and tweak them, and it's a part of your spiritual gift. And I don't remember who said it from the pulpit. It doesn't matter. But that did happen here recently. So God, if God gave you a voice, you ought to use that voice. That is a gift. You say, well, that's not a spiritual gift. All right, we can debate a little bit. But God gave you a voice to use for Him. And I always encourage you, if you have a voice, you ought to be singing in the choir. You ought to be singing in the choir and be a part of that. Get involved in the choir. And whatever area of gift God's given you, and you can go online. We put it in the bulletin. You can go online and take that spiritual gift test in your booklet. It'll help you fill that out. And you can kind of see where your gifts lie and where you should be involved. All right? But in serving the Lord, in serving Him, Christians, number one, if you're going to serve Him at Heritage Baptist Church, you need to know Jesus as your Savior. I hope tonight you know you're saved. And I know I feel like this morning I fumbled around a little bit with that Balm of Gilead. And man, it's such a wonderful, wonderful metaphor, such a wonderful illustration of how God comes and can cleanse us from all of our sins. He binds the wound and forgives us. And so we all need the Balm of Gilead for salvation and for living, for Christian living, to live our lives that are pleasing to Him. And so in order to serve Him, we must be saved. We must grow in the Lord. We must bear fruit for Him. Number two, we ought to be members of the church. In order to serve at Heritage Baptist Church, you need to be a member. Over the years, we have made a few exceptions for some of our more permanent visitors that have got involved in a few areas. There are a few areas you can get involved in without being a member, but there's very few. You need to be a member of the church. And it's sad in this day and age, but some of that's just legal reasons. It just really is, and it's a sad, sad day that we have to do background checks and all this. It's a sad day that we have to have armed security here. Amen. Who ever thought in a million years that we would need to do that? You say, well, preacher, we don't need it. You may think that, but we need it. Amen. And as we go forward, it's going to be even more needed. And I appreciate those men who are in the future going to continue to be a part of that ministry. So, again, growing in the Lord, being a member of the church. By the way, the Lord commissioned the church, not the Red Cross. And I know there's some organizations out there doing some humanitarian efforts and so forth. Salvation Army actually started out as a Christian organization, leading people to Jesus. I mean, William Booth was an amazing man. But God commissioned His church. God ordained His church to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And whether it's the Scruggs or it's the Scots, everybody involved in Sunday school and other areas, I mean, our purpose, and I know y'all know this, and I've seen the Scruggs lead their children, their Sunday school kids to the Lord. Every member's a minister. Our goal is to lead people to Jesus. Children's church worker, our goal is to lead those kids to Jesus. Master club workers, to lead those kids to Jesus, and so forth, because we have been commissioned to do so. So, being saved, being a member of the church, being consistent in your Bible reading and prayer time and church attendance, if you're going to be involved in the church and serving in the church, then you need to be faithful in attendance. This was the first year that we gave master clubs a leadership requirement, and so we are going to continue that on that frame. Now, the master clubs leadership requirements were a lot like the choir's membership requirements, so they're not as stringent as the Sunday school teachers. But again, I think if you're going to teach in master clubs and you're going to be in that ministry and you're going to be teaching kids, then you ought to be a tither. You know, you ought to be giving. And there's some other things that I'm not just dwelling on the money, but there ought to be some things there. Even in that rudimentary stage, in that beginning stage, even in a young Christian's life, if they're going to teach some kids, then they ought to be practicing what they teach. And so there ought to be some preliminary, some beginning type requirements for those who are serving in some of these ministries. Again, moreover, it's required of a steward that he be found faithful, and that we might be faithful to the Lord's house. And I'm preaching to the choir tonight. And then, where do you fit in? Find a place and fit in. And then say, well, I don't know where I fit in. Well, you can take the spiritual gift test. You can also just look at these various ministries in your booklet and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And the Lord will burden your heart with something. Probably he's already burdened your heart about something anyway. You find what he burdens your heart with, and you jump in those areas. And so just jump in. But if you do continue to struggle and say, well, I don't know what to do, then come talk to me, or come talk to Dr. Wiggins, or to one of the deacons, or to your Sunday school teacher, or whatever it may be, or whomever it may be, just get some counsel. There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Amen? And find that. And then commit. Just jump in. Jump in and get going and see what difference you can make. I want to encourage especially our Sunday school teachers. You can build a class in this church. You can. We have enough visitors. We have enough, way more prospects than most independent Baptists. There are independent Baptists who would love to have our prospect list. I'm telling you, there are independent Baptists, even in this size of church, that are in places where they wouldn't have a third of the prospects we have. We got to be good stewards of that. God's blessed us in a great way. And if you want to build a class, I'm telling you, you can build it. Whether you're teaching eighth graders, or you're teaching fourth graders, or you're teaching an adult class, there's an opportunity there to build a class and to win people to the Lord. It's amazing, even on our prospect list, I went visited a home last Tuesday night, went into this, and there it was, a couple. The lady's not saved. They've been visiting our church. They were here this morning. So I can remember a few years ago, and I'll end with this. It's been about 4 years ago. No, it was before you guys. So it's been a long time ago. That would be 7 years ago, probably, that I got to visit three families within about 4 weeks, that I followed up on families who had visited our church, and in about 4 to 6 weeks, I led three couples to the Lord, of couples who visited our church, and I just followed up in their home. It's amazing. I don't know if that'll ever happen, that three of them again like that in a row, but it's amazing. So just following up, and remember as you knock on that door, following up on that visit, that every visit is a soul-winning visit. Every visit is a soul-winning visit. Every visit is an opportunity to give somebody the gospel. And so to take that initiative. And there's opportunities to serve. There's opportunities to get involved at Heritage Baptist Church. And it's important that each of us get involved. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, most of you tonight. Most of you are involved, but maybe you're not. Maybe you've been sitting in the outer circle and thinking, well, I don't know. I just encourage you to jump in. And God will bless you for it. God will bless you immensely. And you'll receive so much from it as well. It's not just that person receives a blessing, but you do. As we give selflessly of our time and our talents and our treasure, then God gives us joy. That's what the book of Philippians teaches. The book of Philippians teaches that as we give, as we're selfless, as we give of our time and our talents and our treasure, that God in return brings us joy. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And that principle is absolutely throughout the entire Bible. All right, let's all stand. Hymn 155. Have thine own way, Lord. Maybe tonight you just want to come down and pray and say, Lord, you know, what ministry would you have me to be involved in? And maybe you want to come down and pray for someone, whatever the Lord's laid upon your heart tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for the great service and the wonderful opportunity we had to minister to our firefighters and to see the baptism this morning. What a blessing. But Lord, we pray that you'd do it again. That over the next few weeks, we'd see souls saved. And over the next few months, we'd see hosts saved. Lord, may you use us in a mighty way. May you encourage us and strengthen us for your work. And may we not, give in. May we not quit. Lord, just bless them. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.